Okay, today's Gadaf is Pesachim Daf Lama Gimel, and we're going to talk about the sugya of Misasik. Again, a very large topic. We'll just touch on some points relating to Misasik. Where does this come up? The Gemara on Daf Lama Gimel and Aleph is trying to come up with a chilek between Me'ila and other Averos. So Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak says, Lo amarta b'shar mitzvos shekein lo mischayev bohen she'ein Misasik kimisasik. You don't treat Misasik involved in an action like you actually did the action. If somebody has kavana on Shabbos to pick up something that is detached from the ground, to do a maisa hamuteris, and instead he does a maisa asura, he thought he was doing a mutter act, and he ended up doing an asur act. Shepater, he is pater in that case. Tomar b'me'ila, unlike in me'ila, shem hosha yado achli, lito chefetz. If I put my hand in a kli to take something out of the kli, v'soch yado b'shemen shalkodesh, it happens to be shemen oil in there, I didn't even know I was doing the action all, that would be considered a violation of me'ila. So the Gemara brings up this topic of misasik. Misasik means I don't know I'm even involved in the act. If I don't know what Shabbos, I know exactly what I'm doing, I just don't know what Shabbos. If I don't know something's usher, I know exactly what I'm doing, I just don't know what's usher. But misasik, I don't even know what I'm doing. The physical act is something that is lacking. So that's what the Gemara says here. You think you're doing a maisa muteris, and you ended up doing a maisa ha surah. So that is pater l'kulei alma. That's misasik according to all, because obviously that's in the Gemara. If you look in the Rishonim have discussions of similar cases of misasik. Rabbeinu Tam here says, what is misasik? What does it mean? Lachtoch hazatolash v'chadach hazamachubar? Not two different branches as it seems from the Gemara. You meant to cut A, but you cut B, and A was mutter and B was usser. No, Rabbeinu Tam says, you had a kavanah to cut A, and you thought A was talush, and instead you cut A, the same thing you wanted to cut, and it ended up being mechubar. That also is misasig, Rabbeinu Tam says. Rabbeinu Tam afaresh, nimsa shehu mechubar. And it comes out that it itself is mechubar. Deen is kavim lachtoch talush zeh, v'chadach mechubar acher, if it's a totally different one, then it's an even bigger chiddush, the Gemara could have said. My Arya Niskavin Litalish, Afila Niskavin Lachtoch Mechuberze, Vechada Mechuber Acher Pater. Rabbeinu Tam says, I think that even if you have Kavana for Maisa Asura A, and you ended up doing Maisa Asura B, that also is Pater. So the Gemara wouldn't say, if you have Kavana to do Maisa Muteres on A, and you ended up doing Maisa Asura on B. Even if you have Kavana to do two Maisa Asura, that also would be Pater. Hovel Savita Machshavaso, because you didn't fulfill exactly what you wanted to do. The Tanya Behadi quotes from the Gemara in Krisus, Ha'ilof Anashteki Neros, but it's Kavan Lachabos Ezevakabetze Pater. You had Kavana to extinguish one candle, and you end up extinguishing the other candle, that's Pater. So Rabbeinu Tam says, the case here is it's the same branch. You had kavana to do an act, a mutter on here, and you ended up doing a different act. So this discussion, Rashi doesn't say that. Maybe according to Rashi, that would not be misasik. If you had kavana to do maisa asura A, and you ended up doing a maisa asura, but just on a different object, maybe that wouldn't be misasik. If you look in Rashi and Tosfos in Shabbos, daf ayin beis mabeis, same discussion. The Gemara says, viskavin lak bias hatalush, v'chatach asa mechubar. If somebody had kavana to pick up a piece of something that's talush and you cut mechubar, pater. So Rabbeinu Tam again says, that's the same piece. Rashi says, different pieces. Lachtoch es hatalush, v'chatach asa mechubar. But if you kavana to do the chatalush, to do the maisa, not lahagbiya, but to do a maisa chaticha of talush v'chadach asa mechubar, that's a machlokas, Rav and Abaya. We paskin pater in there too. Rav says pater, why do alone is kavan, lachaticha di isura? You didn't have kavana to do anything that's usur. So again, Rashi's yik would be, if you had kavana to do something that's usur, even if you ended up doing it on a different item, you would still be chayev. But Tosfos says that also would be pater. To Hachamayr, again, Rabbi Natam says, there, Dachamayr, ben iskavin lachtoch talush, v'nimsa shu mechubar, v'chotech mashayim iskavin, elo shlo yodeo shayim mechubar, v'chulu. So this gets us into misasik. Some cases are agreed upon by all, and some cases are under machlokas. If you look in the Kalkelas HaShabbos, that's the Tiferes Yisrael's Hakdama to Masech HaShabbos, where he goes through all of the malachas, but before the malachas, he goes through the rules and regulations of the Klalei HaMalachas. He goes through, in Oz Dalet, he says, Miskavein. Right, one of the rules that he talks about are miskavin. First, he talks about gufo, as we malachas yuchal gufo. He talks about shinui, and then miskavin. Eino chayev ala malacha, rak she yiskavin lo oso maisa uba oso guf uba ofana aser uba oso sider. four things, says the Kalkelas HaShabbos, that you have to have in order to be Chayim on Shabbos. And if you're missing one, it's at most Durabanan. At most Durabanan, Ketzad. His kavin lo osu amaisa bukov echad ba'opan amutter. He had kavana to do a certain act in a mutter way on a certain object. Uva asa osu amaisa bukov acher ba'opan aser. And he did the same act on a different guf, as we've just been talking about. His kavin lachtoch yerek zehatolish. He had kavana to cut a vegetable, cucumber A, that was detached. V'chatach yerek acher mechubre. But instead, he cut a different one that was attached. L'kulei alma mechshe misasek. That's in the Gemara. That could be in the Gemara. It's at least in the Gemara. That's Misasik, that's Pater. The Kol Shekein Betar to Latibusa. She is kavin lemaisa acher amutter, luguf acher. This kavin like biasakin, the chotach mechubar, bagba also. Vale have a little Misasik. You had a covenant to pick up a knife, and as you picked up the knife, something cut. Avala miskavin lo oso guf. But if you had covenant to this object, ula oso maisen, for this act, ubofana mutter, you're picking something up, but you thought it was talush. Va'asa ba'ofana aser. And instead, you did it and did an aser act. Kugon. Sheneskavin lachtoch esev zeh. Shesavar shu talush. You had kavana to cut this grass. You thought it was talush. The nipsa mechubar comes out to be mechubar. That's machlokas, Rashi Tosas. Rashi says there, you're chayav the karba. Rabbi Natan says that's also misasik. Velo od. Elafil neskavin laoso aguf. Ulamaisa aser. Even if you had kavana for this object and to do a maisa aser. Va'asa ba'oso guf malacha. Acheres ha'asura. You ended up doing a different malacha. Kigon she chita b'gechalam neskavan l'chabosan. You had kavana to do kibui, extinguishing, v'huvru me'alena, and instead the fire got bigger instead of smaller. Potter, because you had kavana for a different act, that's asur. V'lo od, elafilu neskavan l'guv zeh l'maisa zeh. Even if you had kavana for this maisa, u'ba'ofana asur, v'asa oso maisa ba'ofana asur b'guf acher. You ended up doing the same isur in a different guf. Right, and the Rambam says you'd be chayiv in that case. Again, some of them are up for discussion. And what if you do it in the opposite order? So this is all having to do with miskavein, which is the positive out of misasik. This is the sugi misasik. Rabbi Chanan in Kovetz Shiurim in the second volume in Os Simen Chav Beis, he discusses how does this relate to davar she'enu miskavein. Right, the case of dragging the bench, I'm not sure if the act is going to happen or not. So what's the difference between misasik and davar she'enu miskavein? Aren't they very similar? In both cases, you don't have kavana for what you're doing. So why do you need both of them? So Bachanan explains why you need both. Ube'emet sarach lahavin, ma'ika be misasik le'enu miskavein. Le'lchore misasik yesh liftar mishamenu miskavein. Ube'enu miskavein misham mita misasik. Aren't they the similar pturim? V'nira lefimach gazar b'kiva eger, he says, let me tell you that one could exist without the other one. He quotes the case of Reb Kiva Eger in the beginning of Hilchos Basar V'Cholav. If I close the door on Shabbos and there happens to be a deer in my house, I didn't know about it. That's usher. Af she'enu miskavein latsud mishub de sharyusa de'enu miskavein leka ela heicha shasavik hu b'lahaba. When it comes to davar she'enu miskavein, that's a suffix about the present or the future. You don't know if it's going to happen. Misasek, you don't know about the past. You're lacking some information about the past. I didn't know this was usher and I ate it. It's a suffix about the past. Or I think it's talush and it's mechubar. I can't change anything. When you have a case of misasik, you can't say, oh, it's part of mishum ena miskavein. Misasik is, no, it's the reason is that it's a suffix about the past. And what about the opposite? Eino miskavein leka lemiftri mishum misasik. To be eino miskavein yodeahu as a suffix. Ube misasik ena mistape klal. Be eino miskavein, I'm not sure, is it going to cause a ridge or is it not going to cause a ridge? I have a suffix. I know that there's a doubt. Misasik, I have no doubt. I know exactly what I'm doing. I'm wrong, but I know exactly what I'm doing. Kugon gorer b'shabes. Yodea by Eina Miskavin. She'efshar she'asach ritz b'gri raso. El she'en yodea vadai. Avalim b'shas gri raso lo yistapik klav. Etzlo vadai shlo yech ritz. Ke'agamna lebemes yesh lepoto. Gamita misasik. Because then there will be a suffix about the past. So there's differences between the two, between them. But the lumdis where it really comes up is Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger in Simen Ches. Rabbi Kiva Eger in Simen Ches in the Tshuvas and Kama in the Tshuvas, he discusses the following case in Baba Kama Daf Chavav Mabes. He discusses where the Gemara says if somebody is sleeping and they have a rock on their chest and they wake up and it does something. So what are you, all the areas of halacha? So it says, l'inyin nezeh chayef. Why? Because adam mu'ad la'olam. L'inyin Shabbos, melechad machsheves asra Torah. And therefore, you're going to be putter. That is what the Gemara says. So the Gemara asked Rav Kiv Eger, what do you need the separate reason for the Petura Shabbos of melechad machsheves asra Torah? Isn't it just Mesasek? He doesn't realize he's doing anything wrong. So why does the Gemara have to bring in Meleches Machsheves, which is a unique principle? So just it's Mesasek. By Nezek, okay, Adam Mu'la Olam. But by all other areas of Halacha, you're Pater. Aval B'Shabbos Pater Delo Nasa Machshevaso, Shlo Ratza Lachtoch Ze Ayin Sham, Imkein Hacha Toya Evan Becheko, Velo Yada Mizeh, Techashav De'ena Osa Klal Malacha. You don't think you're doing anything, you just wake up. Below time of the Meleches Machsheves Pater. Velo Gara Mikasavar Shu Talash V'nim Zem Mechubar. It's no worse than thinking that it's Talash. There, you think it's Talish, and it comes out to be Mechubar. He didn't even know you're doing the act. So why do you need the reason of Melechel Machsheves Asra Torah? So that's where Rabbi Kiv Eger comes up with this Chiddush. V'nirali davar chadash. D'mad me'ma'atinon me'asher chata b'prat le'misaseik. That which we exclude misaseik. Lo de'misaseik lo na'asis ha'aveira klal. Misaseik does not mean there's no ma'isa aveira. Lo na'asa aveira klal. Elo de'mikri aveira b'shogig. It's a form of shogig. It's connected to shogig. Just like shogig is for sure a ma'isa avera. Being a carbon in many cases. Misasig is also a ma'isa avera. It's just that there's a special batur onshin when it comes to misasig, which you don't have by a regular shogig. V'yap b'shogig kahai mima'atinan me'ashar chata but the patur mi'karbon. Avo mikomako mikri shikigas iser. It's a ma'isa avera with a batur onshin. Avo mad mima'atinan mitam de melechaz machsheves asra Torah. Hecha deleka melechaz machsheves einu bechlam malacha. Melechas Machsheves, Misasik in Hilcha Shabbos, based on Melechas Machsheves, so that's a step beyond. That's saying it's not even a Maisa Avera. Misasik in Kol HaTorah Kula, that's the Chiddush of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Misasik in Kol HaTorah Kula is a Maisa Avera with a Petur Onshin, with a Petur Karbon, but when it comes to Shabbos, it's not even a Maisa Avera. And therefore, what's the Gemara talking about? What happens if this took place on Shabbos? You did Nezek, right? The Gemara says, Nezek your Chayef. Shabbos Melechas Machsheves Asa Torah. So, you know what the Chiddush is? Rabbi Kiva Eger, unbelievable. Kimli v'drabamineh. Usually, kim v'drabamineh, we know, even chayvi mitzvah shogagin. Baba kama lamed hei, ksubis lamed hei, tani de bechizkia. Even chayvi mitzvah shogagin is going to be putter on for kimli v'drabamineh, because you did a maisa hamachayeves misa, and therefore, even if you're not going to get misa, it's a maisa hamachayeves misa, and therefore, you're going to be putter for the mammon. But, says the Rabbi Kiva Eger, that's the Chiddush of the Gemara. When it comes to this case of Misasek, Melech Machsheves Asra Torah, therefore there's no Chiyuv of Shabbos at all, and you're going to be Chayiv the Nezek if this happened on Shabbos. It's one case, Linyin Nezek Chayiv, Melech Machsheves, Linyin Shabbos, Melech Machsheves Asra Torah, and that's what you're going to be Chayiv even on Shabbos. Unbelievable, because it's not defined as a Maisa Aveira. V'yemkein Yesh Lomar, D'mishamam Hachi Nokat Besugin Mitam Melech Machsheves, Hainu D'yesh Lomar, Ma'da Amrinan Linyin Nizakin Chayiv, Linyin Shabbos Pater, Hainu lomar de'im hanefila mecheko haya b'shabes chayiv l'shalei manezek upater mishum shabes. If it falls on Shabbos, you're chayiv to pay. You're not pater because of kimlei. Delo amrina bekimlei b'drabamineh kidin chayiv misa shogegin kimin delo haisa melecha Shabbos. There was no melecha Shabbos here. Lo nase klal melecha Shabbos. Ella de'ilo asru be v'haya yodeish even b'cheiko. If they warned him and he knew the rock was in his cheik, as ha'is nekris malacha. V'maya modin also meha even b'cheiko v'lo asru be. They didn't warn him as ha'ya b'chlal chayvi misa shogegin. Aval atah kima de'lo yada meha even shebcheiko. He didn't know at all. Lo nase hamalacha v'lo mikri chayvi misa shogegin. It's not called shogeg. Aval b'lav taima de'boy malachas machsheves ella mitam misasek. But Pater Gam B'Shari Surim, if you only have the general Pater of Misasek, not Melech L'Machsheves, Hainu Gam Echatas, Ava Mikomako Mikri Melacha. V'Havishigas Melacha B'Lochi Evchatas, V'Haya Pater Milashalai Menezek, V'Havichayvi Mises Shogagin, V'Dok, unbelievable. That is Rabbi Kiva Eger. And he brings, what am I right, is that generally it is a Maisa Aveira, and only in Shabbos, Melech L'Machsheves is special. See, because the Gemara in Brachas, it says Davchaf, but really it's the Gemara in Brachas Yates. If somebody's wearing Kelayim on his in the street, he has to take it off. Take off the Kelayim. If it's Kelayim Daraisa, even in the marketplace, right? Even though it's Kavod Abrias is Doche only Durabanans, but not by Daraisas. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes it not only as himself, but if you see Kelayim on someone else. The Shulchan Aruch paskins, right? Shulchan Aruch, not the Ramah does it, but there are Shulchan paskins. If a person does not know that they're wearing kelayim, you have a chiv to go over to him and tell him, Mister, you're wearing kelayim, you have to take it off right now. You have to take it off. The question is, why take it off? He has no idea what he's doing. Isn't he misasik? The Amaya Kivan Deinu Yodea Shavigdo Kilayim Havi Misasik. The Lek is Darisa. There's no Isid Darisa. He's misasik. Umutur Mishum Kavad Abrias. If he's not doing anything wrong right now, he doesn't know. Ela Al Karchach. What must it mean? The misasik is Amaisa Avera. It is El Delochiva Tar Karbonalov. But you know he's involved in an Avera. And if he's involved in an Avera, so then you have to say something. That is number one. He says, maybe not, yish litchos, maybe kilayim is physical pleasure. And there's an exception, again, not our topic now, but misasik b'chalom v'arayos is chayiv, shekei nena. When it comes to physical pleasure, like eating or like arayos, so that even misasik is going to be chayiv in that case, because hana is itself a substitute or a separate machayiv, but maybe kilayim is like that, hana as chimum. Okay, but if not, then this is a right. Number one. Number two, he quotes the discussion in Tosfos in the first Berakhin Shabbos, Dafyat Aleph, where the Gemara talks about how if you are outside, let's say, are you allowed to drink? You're in a Rishus Arabim, are you allowed to drink in a Rishus Yachid, and vice versa? Do you make a Gzeira even in a Carmelis that you shouldn't do that? Do you make a Gzeira? But one second, if I go in, if I'm drinking and I mistake go in, is that a Shogeg? I know it's Shabbos, I know you're not allowed to transfer. That's Misasik. So discussing Misasik and making Gzeiras to prevent Misasik. So again, if Misasik is not a Maisa Avera, we wouldn't make a Gzeira to prevent it. So it must be also there that it is a Maisa Avera. You might add also that we say on every Friday night that we always chayav adam mashish begad of Erev Shabbos im chashecha, shemi yishav yetze. I might go out with something in my pocket. I have to try to prevent that. What do you mean? If I have something in my pocket and I don't realize it, that's misasik. Why should I have to prevent that? So again, that's also reflects that it is a Maisa Avera. The Makar Chaim, the Nesivus, and the Rebbe Akiva Eger quotes him, the Chavis Das in the Makar Chaim, it's him in Tuf Lamed, he says Tuf Lamed, but it's really Tuf Lamed Aleph, asks, there is a Machlokas we've shown him, whether one is Chayev Bal Yerubba Yimatze by Chametz She'eno Yadua. Chametz She'eno Yadua. Right, the Rashi said earlier, back on Davav Mabez. Remember that Gemara? The Gemara discussed, Habodei Tzorach She'evatel. If you do bedika, you still have to do bittel. Why? Why do you have to do bittel? You did bedika. There's no chametz in your house. My time, ini emishim piruri and alo chashivi. If it's because of crumbs, they're not chashuv. So why do you have to do bittel? They're batel memela. So skip down. Amarava gzera shem yimasek gluska yafe. Maybe you'll find a gluska yafe v'dayti ilave. And maybe you'll find a gluska yafe and your das will be on it. V'dayti ilave. What does that mean, Rashi? Chashuva hi be'enav. V'chasale l'sarfa, you're going to find a cookie, you're not going to want to burn it, umasha afilu rega echad, and you're going to delay it, v'nimsa over, misha b'ayir Rabbi Matze, and you're going to violate b'ayir Rabbi Matze. What's clear for Rashi? You didn't violate b'ayir Rabbi Matze in the interim. It's only once you find it, so then you're going to violate. Right, that's Rashi. That's Tosfos also, beginning the second parak. Chaf Aleph Amad Aleph, Tosfos says that b'feirish. If you don't know about chametz, you're not going to violate. Ve'ein zem matzu, ikivan she'ini yadua hechanu. Therefore, you're not going to violate by ematze. And the Rambam also is mashma. But if you look in the tour in Taf Lamed Dalet says b'feirish. We do bittol, because if we wouldn't do bittol, then we'd violate by all the chametz in our house that we don't know about. And the Rush seems to say this also. Right, the Bach does not think that the Rush could say it, but the Pashas of the Rush here in the first parak, it's him in Tess, and the Karban Nisanal explains it b'feirish, that the Rosh holds this way, that there's Bal Yerubba Yimatze even for Chamit She'eni Yadua. So the question is, ask the Makar Chaim, how could you violate an Isser of having Chamit in your house that you never know about? How could it be Bal Yerubba Yimatze? It's Misasik. And what's his answer? Shiny Bal Yerubba Yimatze. Bal Yerubba Yimatze is different because it's an Avera that doesn't have a Maisa related to it. Avera She'ein Behen Maisa. So it's all about just the reality of having the Chametz. If the Aveira is a Maisas, then Misasik's not going to be Chayiv. But if the whole Aveira is all about just the reality of having Chametz in the house, so then Memela, it's going to be Aser, even if you don't know about it. But the Rebbe Akiva Eger says, you don't even have to come on to that. It is a Maisa Aveira. Misasik is a Maisa Aveira, even if you don't know about it. Lani es daiti, ikker de Misasik mikri gamken Aveira. Ela delochiva tara chatas alav. There's just no chatas. Right, there's no chadas. So Rabbi Akiva Eger brings misasik much closer to shogeg. Right, according to the Makar Chaim, according to the Nesivus, misasik isn't even a maisa aveira at all, and that's why he's so troubled by Bal Yerubba Yimatze and has to come up with a chiddush that Bal Yerubba Yimatze is different. So according to the Nesivus, misasik is very far conceptually from shogeg. Shogeg is a maisa aveira, and therefore you chayav a karban. Misasik is not a maisa aveira, therefore you're not chayav a karban. You don't get any punishment. But according to Rabbi Akiva Eger, they're both maisa aveiras. One is chayav a karban, and one is not, which makes it a little more challenging. Why should that be? Even the Rabbi Akiva does admit that by Shabbos, Malachas Machshavas Aser Torah, it's not even a Maisa Aveira. So the Makar Chayim's Misasik and Kolzer Akula is like Rabbi Akiva Eger's Misasik in Hilchas Shabbos. But again, both of those relate to the issue of Bali Rabbi Matzi. That could be the Machlokas Rishonim about whether Bali Rabbi Matzi applies to Chamishen Yadua. That could be about this issue, whether Misasik is a Maisa Aveira or not. Or everybody agrees that Misasik is not a Maisa Aveira, but the question is Bali Rabbi Matzi something unique? Okay, either way, these are some issues relating to the sugya of Misasik.